You're listening to the Teach Better Talk podcast, featuring expert educators eager to share progressive tactics to reach more students. Teach Better Talk is created by teachers and fueled by passion. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 133 of Teach Better Talk. I'm Ray Hewart, and as always, I'm with my New Year's goal-setting friend, Jeff Gargan.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, this week was so full of goal-setting, especially after the mastery chat you hosted, and so I just feel like it's the season that we should be talking about goals, Jeff. Geez, New Year's Day is like a few days away.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So while today is the 30th, so tomorrow's New Year's Eve, and then tomorrow's like where everybody makes the goals, because then, you know, you got to hit the ground running on January 1st. So, yeah, sure. Do you have a goal? Do you have a goal that you can share?
I hate when you ask me that, Jeff.
I had no idea you were going this way. So, like, this is your fault, not mine.
Oh, you asked me that in a live video, and I told you my goal, and then you were so critical. You were like, that's not a goal. I'm like, that's not fair.
I don't remember what it was. I was probably critical because that's just, you know, I have to be.
All right, Jeff, I won't lie to you. I have a lot of goals for 2020, and my goal that I shared on the live video after Mastery Chat was that I want to have a book out in 2020. And you were like, that's not a goal, that you're already working on that. I'm like, yeah, I can still be working on something and still have the goal. Come on.
Yeah. But my thing with that is that it's a goal, but you already know it's it's already done. Like, it's going to happen.
Jeff,
you don't really have to do anything to make that goal happen right now.
Crazy? I'm in the midst of
You've already done the majority of the work. You've been busting your butt on this book for the last, I don't know how many months. So, like, you've already done it. So,
That is not fair. Because somebody has a nature where they set a goal and it's so for sure it's going to happen, it doesn't just like turn out that it's not a goal anymore. It's still a goal. I just have the supports in place that it's going to happen in 2020. There's no risk.
Yeah, but this is not the same as that. This is like already done. You've already done. That's like me losing 10 pounds and then be like, hey, I want to lose 10 pounds this year and be like, ooh, I'm done. You've already busted your butt for it. I'm not taking away any of your work. You have worked really hard, and I think the book is going to be ridiculously good. Actually, I already know it's ridiculously good because I've read most of it. But, like, so I want, like, a goal that, like, you got to start working on right now. Like, what's that
goal? Okay, Jeff, I'm going to start working on this week. I have two courses I'm working on for Teach Better Academy, and we have a secret that's launching on January 2nd that nobody knows about that I really need to work on. Are those two things goals? Like, come on.
Yeah. No, those are good goals. That's a good goal, because that's something that you're putting in. I just feel like your book, it was like a 2019 goal. It was already done.
Like, you've already put writing it in like November. That does not count as 2019.
All right, fine. That can be your goal.
This episode is totally derailed, and I'm upset with you. I don't think we can move forward.
You're the one who took it this way, who, like, after, like, it didn't go well the other night. I don't know why you'd do that. That's like how I burnt myself, so let me touch the pot again. I mean, come
Jeff,
on.
Jeff, what's your goal for 2019? Let's just go here, whatever. Go ahead.
Me? I have a lot of goals, too. I think one of my goals is to harass Ray a little bit more.
Yeah.
Which, actually, I probably just contradicted myself, because I think that's a pretty bad goal, because I already did all the work. That was a 2018 and 19 goal. It's just a continual goal. It's a continuous thing. A personal goal that I have is I'm trying to lose 30 pounds by my birthday, which is in July.
Have you lost any of the weight towards 30? Because it won't count unless you start tomorrow.
Well, no, because I don't set my goal for that. I set my goal a little while ago, so it's already started.
That's a 2019 goal then.
No, because I didn't already accomplish it.
I didn't accomplish mine either. This is not fair.
Fine. I take it all back.
Thank you, Jeff. Love you.
I take it all back. But yes, I've lost a little bit of the weight. I think I'm down 2 pounds, 2 or 3 pounds. But that's, you know, anyway, what are we talking about right here?
I thought
coming in this episode that we were going to be talking about helping teachers and doing things, but then, like, we started talking about goals. So, like,
you derailed us.
I derailed us. Wait a minute. Let's recap. Let's recap for everybody listening that right before we hit record, you're like, hey, let's talk about how we connect with our amazing guest, Leticia, on and talk about maybe giving them an idea that Teach Better 20 conference details are coming soon. And then you're like, hi, it's Ray. Let's talk about goals. Like, and I derailed us? No, my friend.
I simply was introducing you with a word and you took it by asking me more questions about it.
I didn't ask any questions. I just repeated the word. Or actually, I think I said really. I love it. You're like the person who hits me in the parking lot. It's like, oh, why did you back up in my car? I'm like, I'm not even driving my car. And you're like, oh, but you derailed us. This is the worst episode ever.
Hey, Jeff. We have the details on Teach Better Conference 2020 coming soon.
We do. So,
and it's exciting. Because we met our guest at Teach Better Conference 2019 because she won the free registration, one of the 8 free registrations we gave out.
She did.
She was the winner.
And then she worked so hard to put together what she needed to put together in order to make it out to Ohio. And so then we got to meet her in person, which was great because we've been connected to her on social media for a while, but it's always better when you meet them in person. So,
but at the time, we didn't know that we were going to do another conference. No. And with on Teach Better 19 was, we're like, we're doing it. So we will be releasing details over the next month or two with the starting, the details everyone needs to know in advance, all the fun stuff and the date and some people that might show up. I don't know. I'm excited for all that to be public because I feel like we started planning Teach Better Conference 2020 like 2 days after 2019.
We really did. It was crazy. I was talking to, I think maybe we were talking, I can't remember if it was you and me or just me talking to someone like a week or two ago about that. And they're like, oh yeah, I heard you guys just like had to like, you probably had to take like a whole week of just relaxing. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure we started planning again like the Tuesday after.
Yeah.
Because we've been going like, a couple weeks ago we were talking through something like, oh, gotta get, we're planning. And I looked at you and I'm like, it was a month ago. It wasn't that long ago. And we're already going. But we didn't know we were going to do 2020 going in because obviously it was our first conference. We had no idea who was going to go. We had no idea if anybody was going to want to do a second one. But I think it was after night one, we're just like, yeah, there's no question we have to do 2020. Like, it's got to happen. And it's been a fun, it's a lot of work. We're looking at, what does this year look like as far as what we want to, put out and share with people and market and stuff like that. We're like, oh, like the conference is pretty much all year long. So like it's a big part of what we do now, which is crazy. You never know how things are going to work out. So I'm super pumped. It's been a lot of fun, but yeah, I'm with you, Ray. Like right now it's all like internal. Like we're trying to figure everything out. We're ironing details out. Once we can put it out, it's just so much more fun. So what we're looking at, February, probably we're going to push all that stuff out where we should have everything. Yeah,
I think the date and the location and maybe like 2 speakers that are going to be there, like those small little details that we'll start releasing end of February. And then we'll slowly start releasing kind of some fun faces that you're going to see at Teach Better Conference 2020 through March. And then proposals will open if you have, a story to share, which if you're listening to this, you do. So you should submit a proposal to present at Teach Better 2020.
Yes, I love it. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm even more excited now. Like I was already excited, but I hadn't necessarily thought about it today. And now I'm like, let's just push everything else aside and work on the conference today.
Okay, Jeff, I won't lie to you. We have so many goals for 2020, like new things that we're releasing that have nothing to do with the conference. But the conference does have a very special place in my heart of like, I love when we get to do conference work, because that's like the in-person stuff. It's very similar to like the district implementations we do where you're with people in the trenches. I just love that stuff.
Yeah. Super pumped about it. So, also super pumped about this episode. So let's talk about this really quick. So Leticia Humphrey Ballantyne is our guest. And like we said, we met her at the conference. We've been connecting to her for a while. She is an English teacher. She's I'm going to throw it out there. She's a dog lover. She's an author with EduMatch. She's got a book coming out soon. And we talked about that during the episode. And then she's got some other things in the works. Super excited. Really cool stories that she's sharing there. She does a lot of different training, consulting, webinars, all kinds of stuff like that. So we talked about that in the episode and how she's really trying to sort of, her mission is to help others maximize their potential. She loves working with other teachers and touching on those types of things. She shares a really cool story of her failure story, I think is great, because it ends up being like a really cool success, in my opinion, and sharing a really cool story about one of her students that was struggled with reading and the growth that she's seen there. And her advice for teachers, I think, is phenomenal. So I'm super excited to dive into this episode. Ray, anything you want people to take away or think through or really hear while they're listening?
No, it's just another educator looking to support other educators. What a great mantra. Let's get into this episode.
All right, so let's do it. Let's get into episode 133 with Letizian Humphrey-Ballantyne.
Hey everyone, it's Ray. We are about to get right back to the episode, but I wanted to make sure you are a part of our Facebook group. The Teach Better team has a private Facebook group that has grown so much over the past few months, and we continue to do live sessions, answer questions, and have teachers share their lesson plan ideas so we can all collaborate together. Head over to Facebook and search Teach Better Team to request to join, or you can head to teachbettergroup.com and request there. Either way, we'll see you over on Facebook. Now let's get back to the episode.
All right, we're here and we are chatting with Letizian Humphrey-Ballantyne. And Letizian, I am so excited to have you on. We connected, I don't know how long ago. You came out to the conference. You won a free registration. Was awesome. And I know you worked so hard to get out there, and we were able to connect in person. We're like, gotta get on the podcast. You're like, I want to be on the podcast. We're like, let's get you on the podcast. And we're finally here today. So here we are, super excited. How are you feeling right now?
I am feeling fantastic right now. It's been a long day, but I am very blessed and grateful to be here with you all this evening.
We're going to bring your day to a good finish. And so that long day is just going to feel like totally worth it, because it's going to be awesome.
I just read my mind. That's what I wanted to tell her. Well, Letizian, I have an easy first question for you, because I'm sure as an educator, you feel like you have to answer this all the time. But when someone asks you, you know, what you do or to describe yourself, what's your typical response?
Oh, describing myself, I do consider myself to be an educator, because obviously I'm in the classroom, but as an educator, I have many roles within my classroom. I am a counselor, I am a nurse, I am a liaison, you name it, I pretty much handle it. I consider myself someone who connects well with her students. I do believe in building those relationships and making sure that they know that you care. Because if you care, then they're willing to put forth that effort and do what they need to do in order to get what they need to get done so that they can get out of high school and join the real world. So I think that pretty much sums me up. I'm one of those that feels like I must be the difference that they need in order to see a difference being made. So.
I love that you must be the difference they need in order to see the difference being made. That is cool. I also, you know, we talk on I don't know if it was last episode, Ray, or two episodes ago or something. We talked about, someone mentioned like sort of, we talked about like the many hats and counselor and all these things. I don't know if I've ever heard nurse, and it's such a good one to be added in there. One of the many, many roles that you play in a classroom, nurse is definitely one of them. Like, that's an interesting one.
I have a little nurse aid kit in the classroom. And so, you know, as far as needing band-aids and things like that, I can help you with now. You get stomach viruses and stuff, I send you to the nurse station. Like, no, I don't do viruses. No.
Now, am I correct that you're also an author or soon to be published author, correct?
Yes, I see my celebration finally came out with EduMatch today. So I was excited to see that. And I have one book in the works. The illustration is taking place with it. And then there's kind of a part two that we are editing, and that introduces our third dog. So I know for sure two in that area. Male side B. I should say her real name, Melissa Sidebottom. She and I are working on something that I think is going to be fantastic. It's going to be a little controversial because it's going to be dealing with race, but it's just that conversation that we do need to have. And especially at this time in life, we need to have that conversation. So she and I are going to work on something, and I'm ready for that. That's going to really pull the author out in me.
Very cool. Yeah, and you work with the awesome folks over at EduMatch. That's really, really cool. Do you have an idea yet? Are you to the point where you have an idea of when the book's going to come out?
The children's books, they should be for sure in 2020. What she and I are creating, it's going to be most likely the end of 2020/beginning of 2021 because it's taking me there. It's making me go outside of the box and really pull a lot of deep emotions and everything out. So I'm so excited about it because I think that to me, that particular piece is going to be something that says, okay, yeah, she's got it. She, you know, that's her role. My children's books, I'm not going to say that they've been easy, but they have just come together because they're real life stories. They're my real dogs. They're real situations that have occurred, and it just helps just sort of the type of relationship that animals have, and that, you know, they have like real feelings too. So I'm definitely excited to get both of those out.
Very cool. Excited about that, excited for you. And we'll make sure that we're pushing that out and share that with the Teach Better Talk world and audience when they come out. So very, very cool. So let's flip. So something we like to talk about on this podcast is failure and sort of how failure, you know, I always talk about how I've been fortunate enough to fail a lot because it's turned me into the person that I am. It's helped me become the person that I am today. So can you share a story with us about a time you've had a failure in your life, something you've had to overcome, and kind of share with us what happened? How did you overcome it? And then what did you take away from that experience?
It's like, oh, which one? Where do I start?
Exactly.
Like the rejection sometimes is just like, this year, okay, I can take you into the now. The now will be this year. And I think that I have had several rejections, and the rejections haven't been, I try to look at the rejections like, okay, maybe that's just not where you're supposed to be at this time. I'm kind of in a transitional phase right now. I'm trying to transition out of the classroom. I love the classroom, but I just feel that I would do a better job with assisting other teachers to reach their maximal potential within the classroom. I feel like I've done the best that I can within the classroom, and it's now time for me to take what I've learned, the ups and downs I've had, and share them with others and help them so that they, you know, don't make the same mistakes, or, you know, just give them other avenues or routes to go. I was talking to my 13-year-old, and I was just telling him how when I was younger, I had to push my own self. I didn't have someone behind me pushing me. But when and so I had the great grades in school, and I was in National Honor Society. I was on the cheerleading squad. I was in the Hall of Fame, and the Hall of Fame was like a big deal because all of the teachers at the school voted for those individuals. So I had the ideal high school years, but I didn't have anyone to talk to me about scholarships. I didn't have anyone to, you know, make sure you score this on the ACT. I had an opportunity to get two young ladies full scholarships to the university I graduated from, which is Alcorn. And I was able to get them to the point where they're receiving refund checks. And it was just making sure that they had the proper ACT score and making sure that we did the proper paperwork to get those scholarships going. And I was like, I did that. You know, I helped two girls go to school where they don't have to worry about anything but maintaining their grades, and they're going to graduate and be debt free. I wish I had someone, you know, in my life to push me in that particular area, but I'm thankful because I can just take my story and just push it up on others and help them get to where they need to be. So I don't know if that's where I was supposed to go with it, but
that's no, I love that you share that. That is so cool. Like taking that you draw from your experiences and trying to create those opportunities for those two students. That's really, really cool. I love that, which kind of falls into this next one, but I'm going to see if you can grab another one for us. Cause now I want to flip and talk about a successful moment, which that was like, that's an awesome successful moment, but we're going to talk about another one. Let's pull another one. So this can be something big or something small, but tell us what happened. Why was it a successful moment for you? And then what'd you take away from that experience?
It happened this year as well. I have a student, the students that I teach this year, I was fortunate enough to teach last year. And I have one in particular that they weren't a big reader or anything of that nature. Like, don't call on me. Don't popcorn me. I'm not, you know, I'm just dated. And I felt that they just wasn't ready to take on those they just weren't ready to take on the reading challenges. But this year, this student has a complete 360. We read the novel Piecing Me Together by Renee Watson, and this student volunteered to read. And when we popcorn read, we ask that each person reads at least a paragraph. But you're more than welcome to read more than a paragraph. And this student read a chapter and then the very next day volunteered to be the first one to read and read another chapter. And I told them, you know, regardless of what happens to Miss Ballantyne, you made my moment this year, because I watched you go from not wanting to read, being afraid, not having the confidence to do it, to here, you're doing it. You're doing it well. Fluency was great. It made my year. And I was like, you know, if my year ends today, I'm okay, because I know you built the confidence up in yourself that you needed. And I was able to help, and you felt comfortable enough to take on those chapters and even volunteer to read. So definitely that was a moment of success for me that I think will go with me for quite a while.
Oh, I love those moments with students. That's like those aha moments that you know that you'll never forget, because you worked absolutely so long to get there.
Yes, that just made my year to just see a 360 in just over a year. And then just the fact that I made that person feel, you know, the environment was comfortable enough, because kids tend to want to laugh if someone messed up on a word or if they're not reading fast enough. But we didn't have any of that. We create that environment where we're all human. We make mistakes, and I might be the adult in here, but I might come up on a word that I don't know, and I might be asking you all. So, you know, we're going to treat each other with the same respect that we would want for ourselves. And that's just a type of environment that we created. And they fell right on in and went for it. So I was like, yes, I'm so excited. So that was definitely my moment this year.
Yeah, those are so powerful, so important. And, you know, I have to ask you, with everything you do in education, you know, you obviously have had these incredible aha moments. You continue to support students and continue to support teachers. What fuels you? I mean, all this stuff takes work, like having to work day in, day out to support students and to be able to support educators. It's not easy work. So what continues to keep you excited about what you do?
Oh, it keeps me going to know that I'm helping someone with something, even if it's building confidence or if it's a situation outside of the classroom that's a home situation. Just them knowing that they can come to me and can talk to me and know that it's confidential, or I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that they're going to be okay. That's my biggest takeaway from it. I feel that I have a sense of just responsibility, and I have a sense of purpose. And if you don't feel you have a purpose, then, I mean, it's like, what are you doing? You're just kind of lost there. But I really feel like when I'm there, my purpose is to make sure that I nurture and then I care for them, and also make sure that they get the curriculum that they need, but just know how to be able to go out and live in the real world, regardless if you choose to go to college or not. So just definitely knowing that being purpose driven and just wanting to see them evolve and succeed.
You know, we have a lot of listeners that are new educators, a lot that are veteran teachers. What type of advice do you feel like teachers need to continue on their, you know, pursuit of better, to support their students like you're doing, and, you know, really even to support their colleagues in their own buildings? What advice do those teachers need?
I would tell them that it is not about the income. It is about the outcome. Because honestly, income, I don't even want to talk about it. It's sad. And I say that, and I think that's part of the reason why I'm also wanting to transition as well, is to have a better future for my children. It's like, if I transition where I think I'm going to transition to, then we can possibly communicate and talk about a trip to Disney World. If I wouldn't be making this transition, I don't know when I would ever be able to take my children to Disney World, just due to the salary. So definitely want to let them know that don't come in expecting that you're going to have this fabulous check at the end of the month. And no, you're not. That check is going to be small, but expect your outcome to be greater. Expect the rewards and stuff to come from within the classroom. That's why it's important to build those relationships. So I would tell them to build relationships with their students, but as well with their colleagues, because you're going to need each other to lean on at the end of some days, because there are going to be days you're going to feel like, I cannot do this anymore. And that's one area that I wanted to target, were teachers between their first through fifth year, because that's when that burnout hits and it's like, I thought this is what I wanted to do, but it's not enough money here. It's too much going on at school. Administration is not the best. You can encounter a lot of things. So I would tell them to definitely go in it purpose-driven, knowing that they have a purpose there, which is to make sure that you give your all to your children, and to definitely go into it for the outcome and not the income.
Oh, I love that advice. I love the not about the income, it's about the outcome, and focusing on that being greater. Loving it. All right, let's have a little bit of fun here. So we're going to put you to the test here. We'll do the next six questions, and your goal is to answer each one in 15 seconds or less. You good okay. to go?
I'm good.
All right, what is one ed tech tool you cannot live without?
I love Kahoot. I have to say Kahoot. I love it. It is so much fun to play. And then the kids get even more excited if I jump in and play with them, because it's like, okay, now I'm competing against you, and you're the English teacher, so you're supposed to know all this information. So definitely Kahoot is a nice tool that I would definitely recommend to those that who haven't used it yet. Please use it with your kids. They would love it.
Give us a book you're reading right now.
I am still reading Teach Better, I must say.
Really?
Yes. I am still loving it. I love the opening. I don't know if I could, I know it's a 15-second thing, but if you all have not, I even bought it for, I have a friend on Twitter named Matt Olson, and I bought it for him, and I think he's been doing the courses online as well, but I'm like, you got to read this book. And I was like, let me know when you get to this chapter. And he was like, okay, I got to this chapter. And I was like, shoot, I'm not ready. Well, you just go ahead on and I'll catch back up.
Awesome.
I'm loving it.
Thank you for that. And shout out to Matt. Thank you as well. That's awesome. Really appreciate that a lot. So give us someone, who do we need to follow on Twitter or Instagram today? You can give us up to three.
Three on Twitter would be at MailsideB, at Tenormous, and at Education Galaxy. And I tell teachers, Education Galaxy, every Tuesday they do Teacher Tuesday, and they give away either $100 or $150 Amazon gift card. So every Tuesday,
wow,
Education Galaxy, that's where to be.
Give us a good YouTube channel or website for educators.
You know what? I know, and this is not to keep pushing on you all, but the teachbetter.com, if y'all haven't been to that, you really should go to it. And I mean, go to the Teach Better Academy, because they have some free courses on there that are absolutely amazing. And no, they did not pay me to say this at all.
I know, right?
I'm just like, I'm loving it. Like, even the fact that I was able to get to the conference, that conference just changed my whole life, because I hadn't ever been on a plane by myself before. I haven't ever traveled anywhere by myself before, and I needed that trip. So back to the question, teachbetter.com. That is the website I'm sending everyone to. And I'm not paying for it.
You broke my joke because I was about to joke and say, oh, I'll give you $20 later, but I guess you already took it. No, we really appreciate it. That's awesome.
No, seriously. People, I'm telling you, that's where you should go. It is fantastic.
Give us a daily, weekly, or monthly routine every teacher should get into.
Wow. Something for yourself, either if it's getting your nails done, if it's getting your hair done, getting it colored, getting it washed, taking some time to go purchase a book and go read and have a coffee. Just have you some me time. I can't stress how important me time is. I rarely see me time. It's not even in the bathroom sometimes that I have me time. But if you can... Me time is definitely something that I would say, you know, even if you can just get 30 minutes to yourself a week, that would really help. And just start with like that 30 minutes. Even if you have to start smaller and start at 10 minutes, but find some time because mental health is so important. And especially in education, I cannot stress how important mental health is. You have to make sure you are your best you before you can give yourself to anyone else. And I went through a period where I had to take a leave of absence because I was not where I needed to be. And I said, I can't go give my kids 25 or 30% of me. That wouldn't be fair to them. So I had to go take some time to get myself together so that I can go give them the 90 and 95% of me. So if anything, take some time for yourself and mental health. I push it.
Love it. And finally, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I received that advice today, and I was told to enjoy the moment. Don't rush anything. How did they word it to me? Try to remain in the moment and in enjoy moments alone or in silence. And just enjoy moments to yourself. So like if there is a moment that you have that is going on, just live within that moment and just accept it and enjoy it for what it is, because you just never know if you ever get that again or not.
Woo.
That's great advice. Yeah.
Absolutely. Jeff, are you living in the moment?
I'm living in this moment right now. I'm loving it.
This is the moment. Awesome.
Yes, yes, it is.
That's so fabulous. You know, I want to make sure that our network continues to connect with you because I love that I'm able to connect with you on multiple different platforms. You post a great content. I love when you share about your family and all those other amazing things. What is the best kind of avenue for our listeners to stay connected with you?
I am a Twitter-holic, if there's a such thing. So, I'm on Twitter and it is LHB Loves EDU. It is LHB Loves EDU on Instagram. I do get on IG at least 2 or 3 times a week just to make sure that I post it. People know I'm still alive. My blog, it is lhblovesedu.home.blog. My Facebook page is Letizion Humphrey Ballantyne, but if you put it in that way, that's what should pull up. And I had to do a new page because my old page was hacked, but it was something I was planning to do anyway, because I wanted to just revamp and just start over, but it just happened. It was like, okay, you asked for it, you got it. You just didn't get it the way you wanted to. But I do have a new page, and it is Letizion Humphrey Ballantyne. YouTube channel is out there. It is, if you put in search LHB Loves EDU, it should come up. And the first book will be entitled Fur Friends Forever. Yay.
Loving it. And you know, you can find all the links and all the resources and everything we talked about in this episode over at teachbetter.com, as well as all those links, really important links for connecting with Letizion on there. So we'll have all that in the show notes. So head over to teachbetter.com for all of that. Be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And if you can give us a rating and review, we'd really, really appreciate that as well. And let's keep taking this one step further. Just think of 3 of your colleagues that need to hear these amazing stories and share this podcast with them. Letizion, this was fantastic. I'm so glad we finally got you on the show. You did not disappoint. I'm excited for everyone to hear your story on here. Super excited for the books to come out and the other things that you have going on, and to watch you continue your journey and stuff like that. So thanks for hanging out with us, having some fun with us, and just thank you. We appreciate you. Until next time, let's get out there and let's teach better.